Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Obituaries. Kenneth Allen Moorhead. Mr. Kenneth Allen Moorhead, age 61, was born on March 31, 1961, to Kenneth Ray Moorhead and Shirley Ann Miller in Cleveland, Ohio, and passed away on Saturday, October 1, 2022, in Lubbock, Texas. A celebration of life will be held at 6 p.m. Friday, November 4, 2022, at Golf Course Church of Christ, Room 100, in the Family Center in Midland, Texas. He is survived by his son Isaac Moorhead of Midland, Texas, stepmother Nobe Moorhead of Shongaloo, Louisiana, three sisters Christy Hoey and husband Mike Hoey of Drayton, South Carolina, Carla Maxim and husband Jason Maxim of Midland, Texas, Kimberly Ball and husband Ron Ball of Jacksonville, Florida. Sharon Sanders. In our heavenly kingdom and in the loving arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is to be found a beloved mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, sister, and dear friend, Sharon Janet Sanders. Sharon passed away peacefully on Saturday, October 15th, after a short battle with cancer. Sharon was born December 13, 1951, in Austin, Texas, to Mutt and Margie Sanders. She was raised by Glenn and Eunice Garrison in Odessa, Texas. Sharon is preceded in death by her parents, Mutt and Margie Sanders, and Glenn and Eunice Garrison. Her brothers, Richard Nickens and Delbert Evans, son Travis Schellenberger, along with her great-grandson, Caden Garay. She leaves to cherish her memories with her daughter, Margie Barnes, and her husband, Dwayne Barnes, her son, Roy Gatlin, and his wife, Shannon Gatlin, her sons, Sam and Seth Schellenberger, her beloved 17 grandchildren, 30 great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren whom she cherished, along with her sisters, Macy Garrison and Della Burrow, as well and many other relatives and friends. A celebration of her life will be held at Acres West Funeral Chapel on Tuesday, October 18th, 2022 at 1 p.m., with burial to follow at American Heritage Cemetery. Arrangements are entrusted to Acres West Funeral Chapel in Odessa, Texas. Condolences to the family may be made online at acreswestfuneral.com. Death Notices. Timothy Wells. Timothy Wells, 54, of Midland, passed away October 19, 2022. His family will hold a service at a later date. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, October 22, 2022. Viewpoints. Closing arguments. Beginning with early voting on Monday, Midland voters will begin the process of selecting candidates for mayor and a city council member in Midland, along with three Midland Independent School District Board members. Election day is November 8. Following are closing arguments for candidates in this year's races. Lori Blong, mayoral candidate. New, younger leadership to help Midland take next step. As a native Midlander, wife, mother, and oil and gas executive, I am proud of the way I have been shaped by the unique personality of a thriving oil city. Our heart and sense of community have carried us through some of the ugliest economic times of the oil business. We have faced drought in the desert and stalled production in the downturn, but we have always been able to pull together as a community to find common ground and solutions. With our community trending younger and a generation of leadership who have given their lives to our community, I feel called to step forward as a new, energetic leader to serve alongside those who have been in the trenches for many years. Midland is a city on the move. We need new leadership with new vision, a strong backbone, and an empathetic heart. It has been an honor to serve on City Council for the past 3 years. It's been a term of change and growth, difficulty and strength. I am proud of the way we made individual liberties a priority and worked to open Midland during COVID faster than most Texas cities. This enabled business leaders and local nonprofits to solve challenges in Midland, working faster to meet the needs of our people, which helped our families flourish. In 2020, I joined a city council which faced several challenges we inherited from the previous leadership. We inherited a failing fireman pension fund, which had been declining for nearly 10 years prior. We are now well on our way to correcting the problem, but the consequences of years of mismanagement under the previous administration are costly to our community. We inherited a Midland Development Corps, which drew many concerns about cronyism and a lack of transparency from the community. We have changed leadership and cleaned up those concerns from the previous administration with a transparent RFP process to vet projects and a proven track record of success with AST and Science, the Entrepreneurial Challenge, partnerships with Texas Tech Health Science Center for Child and Adolescent Behavioral Health Care, infrastructure investments, and multiple new development projects in the works. We inherited wasteful spending projects, like $4 million spent to put public Wi-Fi in local parks. Our council has since refused these sorts of wasteful pet projects. We inherited 20-year-old contracts with state lobbyists and with parks maintenance vendors. We identified these groups as expensive and underperforming, so we fired the lobbyist and restructured the maintenance contracts. We inherited 10 years of effective tax rate increases of 0.09 to 6% per year, which my opponent has not been willing to discuss during this campaign. Our council held to the no new revenue rate in 2020 and 2022, with only a 3% increase in 2021 to fund the unexpected critical infrastructure repair at Midkiff and Golf Course Road. Transparency and fiscal responsibility have been hallmarks of my time on the Midland City Council. We've made important strides in the right direction, and I want to continue that good work to cut waste, to live within our means as a city, and allocate dollars for projects such as improve customer service at City Hall with our one-stop development shop and other efforts to streamline processes, keeping taxes low by holding contractors accountable, making changes when necessary. Even through the challenges of the past 3 years, we improved city services. We must move Midland forward with tangible goals of improving and refuse to look back at how things used to be done. Most importantly, as mayor, I would focus on carrying forward Midland's history and tradition of conservative values, independence, neighborliness, and hope for a great future. It's time for new leadership so Midland can take the next step. As mayor, I will build on Midland's spirit of working together, working out our differences in neighborly ways, and remembering we have much in common: our love for our families, our churches, our schools, our state, our country, and our beloved tall city. Jerry Morales, mayoral candidate. Resume touts experience, leadership, conservatism to city. I want to begin by saying thank you to all my supporters and all the encouragement I have received to run for mayor. This race, thus far, has clearly shown the voter that my knowledge and experience far exceeds my opponents. My two opponents' combined experience brings less than 3 years of city council service. I am humbled to have been voted in by the constituents first, as a six-year at-large city council member, and then in 2013 as a mayor for two terms. My experience. I was part of an incredible team that consisted of working with Mayor Perry with Councilman Dufford. We brought water from the T-Bar Ranch to our community in 364 days, keeping us out of drought for restrictions. Additionally, under my leadership, the City Council purchased the Clearwater Ranch. These water fields, combined with our two other water sources, Give Midlanders more than 65 years of water. My experience brought a new water tower to Northeast Midland, allowing up to 10,000 new meters for residential and commercial growth. My experience includes adding new fire stations, numbers 5, 6, and 10. My experience promoted public safety by investing in housing for our new recruits, the tools and equipment necessary to protect our community, and pay increases to help with recruitment and retainment. My leadership. My leadership helped voters overwhelmingly pass a $100 million road bond to improve 26 roads and infrastructure in our community. My leadership allocated $10 million out of our general funds toward roads maintenance. That is the most ever in Midland City Council history. My leadership brought funding for a much-needed new animal shelter. My leadership brought the reconstruction of Dennis the Menace Park, Doug Russell, and Washington Aquatic Center. My leadership brought Priority Midland to life, which encouraged and succeeded in bringing the 5 taxing entities to the table to work together. My leadership provided the vision to develop, along with stakeholders, a newly revitalized downtown through a public-private partnership, PPP. That vision included a green space for all citizens to use and enjoy, a $43 million Bush Convention Center, and a new municipal courthouse. My fiscally conservative views. My conservative approach to lowering taxes is documented by my voting record. My conservative approach to not raise taxes or create additional debt included a PPP between the City of Midland and Pioneer Natural Resources. This $135 million project to improve an aging water facility. My Morales for Midland plan begins with ensuring that there is complete transparency in City Hall. It is important to me that we do not work in silos in our community, but strive to work always in unification. We are blessed to have our taxing entities, business community, nonprofits, and foundations that respectively provide valuable resources to our citizens when working in unity. I want to work hard for you to ensure that Midland is moving into the 21st century by implementing advanced technology, applications, equipment, and facilities. We need to maintain adequate staffing levels in all our departments by having competitive wages and offering attractive benefit packages. I have 3 grown children and 4 precious grandchildren. What I want for my family, I want for your families. I want a Midland we are proud to call home. I intend to bring leadership that represents all our citizens and our community. I love Midland and will always be proud to call it my hometown. I want my leadership, experience, and passion to continue to move Midland forward and create the same pride for our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. This is accomplished by us all working together, communicating, and coming back to the table to create solutions and relationships. I humbly request your vote. Morales for Mayor. Early voting starts Monday. Amy Stretcher Burks, Midland City Council, District 4. Midlanders deserve strong representation. Puts them first. I want to thank the Midland Reporter-Telegram for giving me the opportunity to express my views over these past several weeks. If you haven't been able to read the other articles, I thought I would try to cover as much from the other articles as possible. My name is Amy Stretcher Burks, and I'm running for City Council District 4. I was born and raised in Midland. Shortly after graduating from Midland Christian, I attended Texas A&M University, where I obtained a bachelor's in human resources and a business minor. Since there's no place like home, my husband and I made the decision to raise our 3 daughters in this community. We lived in Kansas City and Minneapolis, while my husband was doing his medical training to become an orthopedic trauma surgeon. We were only in Minneapolis a year, but we lived through the riots, and I was also voted to be a national delegate to the Republican National Convention. Speaking of riots, there is a lot of discussion about supporting first responders. My husband worked in downtown Minneapolis. He operated on rioters and first responders that were injured. His hospital was surrounded by rioters, and the National Guard had to be called in to protect him. They shut down the highways, and he had no way home. I was left alone with my two little girls, watching everything burn minutes away from me. Since I was a Republican National Delegate, I was constantly interviewed by the local media. I was their only conservative voice. I would be asked about my stance on defunding the police. I told them that I support the police, and instead of defunding them, we need to defend them and give them more training and more support. The reporter would always pause and ask if I was sure I wanted to have that printed. My opinion was unpopular in that area, but here is the deal. I 100% support first responders. I've seen a city burn down when they don't support the police. Trust me, we do not want any part of that, and I will do everything in my power to make sure they are fully funded and have all the equipment they need to do their job. I have been endorsed by the Professional Firefighters Association of Midland. According to the association, there are 229 personnel and 207 are members of the association. The number might be higher, but the 14 recruits are not members until they become firefighters. I am honored to have their endorsement. Animal services will be a priority as well. Midland has a brand new facility, and we need to make sure we staff it appropriately and promote spaying and neutering. This, in turn, will lessen the euthanasia rate. Many groups that support animals are doing everything they can to help, and I will support their efforts and ensure proper city staffing. I try to be part of the community wherever I am. It's important to be active and involved. My family attends Midland Bible Church. My husband and I volunteer with local youth sports organizations, and you can find us most Saturdays on some type of field watching one of our daughters. I am blessed to be part of this community. I serve as the treasurer of the Midland County Young Republicans, and I am on the board of the Midland County Republican Women. As your city council member, communication, approachability, and transparency will be extremely important to me. I will make myself available to meet with constituents and hear their concerns. If elected, I will represent the residents of District 4 and will bring their issues to the council and staff for action. I work for the people of District 4. They do not work for me. My family, as every other family in Midland, tries to make every dollar go as far as it can. I establish priorities with my family budget and my business's budget, and you quickly realize the needs from the wants. I will address the needs of Midland first, such as the funding for roads, water, sewer, and sanitation service, water supply, first responders, well-maintained community parks, and city staffing levels. From the oil industry to the fantastic restaurants and numerous small businesses, we are a thriving city built by exceptional people who value hard work, family, and community. These values are the heart of our city and of our great state. In recent years, we've faced many challenges: aging roads, high inflation, and tax increases. Midlanders are determined, hardworking, and generous, and they deserve strong representation that puts them first. They should also have a say in how their hard-earned money is spent. I want to be approachable and truly listen to your concerns. I've been block walking, and what y'all have told me is that you want responsible development, transparency, lower property taxes, support for our first responders, and prioritizing the beautification of Midland by focusing on trash pickup. I would be honored to serve District 4. You can learn more about me at amyburks.com. I am respectfully asking for your vote this November 8. Jim Garrity, Midland City Council, District 4. Ready to lead on the important issues facing city from day one. As this election cycle comes to a close, I have learned a lot about local politics and how this process tests the mettle of a person wanting to serve the community. It is not for the faint of heart. If elected, I will focus on the key areas of concern from the folks who live in District 4 and the issues they have voiced. Law enforcement. It is the number one priority for city government. Our neighborhoods west and north of Loop 250 do not have assigned patrol officers in our areas. Officers have to be dispatched from inside the loop to our areas and during peak traffic hours. This can delay response times. Traffic enforcement. Automobile accidents continue to rise. Auto insurance costs continue to rise due to increased driver negligence and violating of traffic laws. This is due to a lack of dedicated traffic law enforcement due to short staffing. We are paying an additional unintended tax as Midland residents. I will work with city management and police leadership to offer solutions for recruiting and retention problems that lead to staffing shortages. Planned development. As councilman, I will work to change the existing process for major development plans to be presented to the city. Future large development plans that may impact existing neighborhoods must have inclusion in the process so neighbors have the ability to participate in the process so the developer hears the concerns and makes sure they are addressed prior to submission to the city for review and consideration. This is a proactive way to have planned development management that builds trust in city government with the residents who own homes and pay taxes. The rights of an individual to protect their property from bad development should equal the rights of a landowner who wants to sell or develop their property. This is good and fair governance. Nueva Vista. As my record shows, as Grasslands West HOA Board President, I represented the neighborhood and lobbied city officials on the need to protect properties from a bad development plan and from potential catastrophic flooding. I left the community activism to my opponent, who did a good job rallying the neighbors. Both approaches contributed to the success in protecting our homes. If elected, I will continue to insist on a flood study in that area and look for a better solution for the current owner of the golf course to sell his property and a good solution for the current residents by donating the flood area for a future green space opportunity. City staffing. This is the single biggest issue for city government. All departments need more people to work for the city. If elected, I will push for a confidential employee survey to find out how they feel about leadership, culture, and morale. Find out what they need to do their jobs better. Request a wage and benefits analysis to make sure we are competitive with private industry and like-sized cities across Texas. The city should be an employer of choice in Midland that provides great customer service to the residents and support for its employees. Taxes. If elected, I will look at ways to help fixed-income residents and the elderly have lower property taxes through a freeze on valuation or rates. I will challenge the City Council to look at the tax base first, the people who pay the tax, when deciding on whether to raise the rates. What is the current economic climate, such as inflation, and how it is impacting people who are paying more to live here? To challenge city staff to sharpen their pencil on costs to operate the government first before asking the people to pay more. What sets me apart from my opponent? I am a successful business owner who has managed money, people, marketing, and grew a business through boom and bust economic cycles. I provided jobs, seen my team buy homes and new cars and start families, provided them an opportunity to be successful. I have participated in developing a ministry in South Midland that feeds those in need. I have worked for the food service industry as president of the Franchisee Association to reduce taxes, reduce regulations, and promote small business in Washington, D.C. When called to serve in my neighborhood, I lobbied on behalf of more than 300 homeowners with city leadership to stop a terrible plan from being approved, protecting property and home values. I will listen, learn, and then lead on the issues that Midlanders are concerned about. I will get things done. I will not be that person who, once elected, you will not hear from for the next 3 years. There is no need for on-the-job training. I am ready to lead from day one. I am not relying on large donations and have made it a point not to seek money from a select few in order to win. I have invested personally and have received help from people who felt led to give versus the latter. I set a budget to run this campaign because I have seen past and present candidates overspend by tens of thousands of dollars to win a local council seat. I will treat your money the same way if elected.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.